This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn going to join us at the bottom of the hour on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The NFL kicks off tonight, gentlemen.
Ball. Pro ball.
Pill.
Yeah, pro pill.
Rock. Flanker screen.
Right.
You know where that's going?
Yeah, right up the other team's backside, Doran.
Nice.
Wide dart screen.
Sluggo.
Hey! Mm.
You know what a sluggo is?
Slant and go.
There we go, baby.
Nice. Mm.
Little waggle, little boot, little naked.
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 Oh, I love the naked.
We used to call nakeds when I was in Buffalo and call them really pretty women. Like it'd be like Zeta. Like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
We'd be like, Zeta. So you knew it was a naked. And then you would be like, Aniston. Yeah. And it'd be a naked the other way.
The categorization of plays based on like a category, of, yeah. Some sort of metaphor.
Helen Mirren.
That is fun. Kate Upton.
Betty White. You're just running out the clock. I mean,
oh, my God.
Come on, man. Wow.
907. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Who wins the AFC North, gentlemen?
The Ravens.
Pat. Patty.
Your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Get out of here. With 11 wins?
I said if they get rolling and they win a couple of those out of conference. Because I got them going 11-6, but losing to Minnesota.
Detroit.
Losing to Detroit. Losing to Buffalo. I mean, those are not divisional games. I think they win the AFC North.
I don't know that this is necessarily going out on a limb. I don't think they're going to win a playoff game this year, but if they win the AFC North, I'd sure as hell feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
Get a home
there
game.
You go.
It's been a minute.
Rodgers running out of the tunnel in January. It's cold. That place is rocking.
Mm. Oh, man.
Can you imagine it? Fast forward. Take yourself there. Time travel forward here. I'm all for it. And I'm trying to speak it into existence.
I like that energy from you, Pat.
I love it.
So we both got the Ravens. How about the East?
What do you got?
Bills. I don't think there's a contender yet.
Bills. Not yet. Patriots are creeping.
They're creeping.
Bills.
They are creeping.
But it's easy to take the Bills.
You got creeping Patriots.
It's almost as easy to take
the
Bills now.
Like we're crossing the Delaware.
It's as easy to take the Bills now as 10 years ago taking the Patriots.
It is.
It's the same thing.
It is. And that's why I have them as my number one seed in the AFC. Like the Ravens, I think, are going to be really good. And I've already said they're going to win the AFC North. But the Steelers, up until the playoffs last year, they gave them some trouble. I guess before that, they lost two. And the Bengals are better, I think, equipped to beat the Ravens than the Patriots are to beat the Bills in this process. The Jets, I'm not a believer in. They stink. It's going to take some time to get that thing up and going with Aaron Glenn. So I think the Bills are going to run through the AFC. How about the West?
Broncos.
Ooh.
I mean, Chiefs.
It's a down year for Kansas City.
They say that every year.
This is going to be a down year.
Why?
Because I said so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay, thank you.
He just dropped that on you.
Well,
on
well I just, I mean, that.
He just threw a dead fish right in the middle of the segment.
I could give you a bunch of reasons. They just got lambasted in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Travis Kelce's on his way out and about to get married. They have some problems at receiver. Think about it. I mean, they've got Rice is in some trouble. I know he's back and forth. Hollywood Brown's inconsistent. They did not protect Patrick Mahomes at all in that Super Bowl game against a very good defensive line. And they're a little older on defense. I think that they've got to recalibrate a little bit, and this is the year where they reset. I don't think they're at the level they've been this year.
But is that...
The Broncos can run that thing.
Yeah, are the other teams that good to be able to...
Bo Nix, that Broncos defense, the Steelers saw it up close and personal.
They had like 70 sacks last year.
That Broncos defense is legit.
Mm-hmm. That's the D coordinator.
Is legit. That's my surprise win in the AFC. The Broncos. I'm a Bo Nix believer now. I am.
I could see Bo Nix getting an MVP vote or two this year. I think he's going to have that good of a season. But I still got the Chiefs. Until you knock them off, I go Chiefs. South. Ooh. That division.
Tight. Or Texans.
Yeah, agreed.
Man.
Yeah, that division's, I mean, you,
it's
if,
awful.
If you don't win,
I'll go Houston. Yeah. You have to go Houston.
And if you're talking about defenses that can rival the Steelers this year, I think the Broncos are one, and I think the Texans are one, too. I think that Texans defense is really good, and Stroud needs to have a bounce back here. You need to have a better offensive line, but that defense is going to keep you in a ton of football games, and DeMeco Ryans knows what he's doing calling that defense. Wild cards. I got the Broncos, Steelers, and... the Patriots.
Wow.
I think your wild card winner this year is a 9-8 football team. I don't. The seventh spot, the seventh seed, I think is a 9-win team. And I don't think the Chargers are going to be that great.
That's who I was going to put in there. Chargers.
I didn't want to go chalk on last year's playoff teams either.
Right.
Because there's always a team that is surprisingly bad. There's always a team that's surprisingly good. Do I have a ton of faith in the Patriots? No. But I never would have fired Vrabel were I the Titans. I think he's immediately going to walk in there and command the respect to all those guys. And I think he's a tremendous in-game coach, Mike Vrabel. And I think he's a culture guy, too.
Yeah. Is our surprise team for this year the Broncos?
Yes.
I think they're going to the AFC Championship.
In the AFC.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wild card. I mean, for sure, Chiefs and Ravens. Based on the Steelers winning the division, the Broncos, in my mm-hmm. picks.
So neither of us have the Bengals.
No.
That defense is mud.
No, I mean, if all things go well, I just am not a believer in Mike McDaniel at all. Nor am I a believer in Tua. But if they score like they can and they get Tyreek Hill going, that offense is scary. They're scary fast.
And I think Tyreek is getting slept on.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah. Maybe the Dolphins are the third wild card team.
I like the Bengals. I even said that yesterday, right?
You did.
I like the Bengals.
The defense is still bad.
I think they figured out. I don't think that people are going to be able to keep up.
They're kind of like the Pirates in that if the Pirates got like three hitters for next year, I think they wind up being a pretty decent baseball team. I don't know that the Bengals need to be good defensively. In fact, they don't. Can you get closer to 20th than to 32nd? And if you do, then yeah, I think they'd make the playoffs.
Do they do anything in terms of reinforcements up front?
No, it would just be schematics. That's what the Ravens did last year. Now, the Ravens got much better players. But the Ravens' defense through halfway through the season was as bad as it gets in the league. And then Dean Pease came on.
I'm talking about the offensive line.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. They added Reisner, who hasn't allowed a sack in 2 years, but that's one guy on the interior. Yeah. I don't believe in their tackles. And Burrow, look, for all his tremendousness, he will hold on to the ball to make the big play. And so he's going to take a lot of hits.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I got the Ravens number two in the AFC North. Steelers number one.
NFC, my number one seed is the Buccaneers.
Ooh.
How about that for a little spice?
Ooh.
We got the Lions.
We'll do that next.
All right.
I just looked at the clock.
Okay.
We did a bad job.
With the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job.
I love that
with
song.
The clock right there. Oh, yeah. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
You want to hear it one time?
Sure.
Here we go.
We did a bad job with the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there. Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us in 12 minutes for the latest on Cam Hayward ahead of Steelers-Jets. I was just talking to PJ Comanchik in the hallway, and I was saying, you know, if it's a Friday night and I'm sitting there watching a movie with my wife, I might nurse down a couple of beers. But when you're watching football and your team's on, I find I just fly through the light beers. Fly through them. Three and out. And then drink a little bit. It's like almost nervous drinking.
We don't know anything about that.
I know. I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm so sorry. Because you're the team that you guys care most about, you have to be professional.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what do? Do you take your pants off like James Franklin and sit there in your boxers watching the games after Pitt? Like, how does that go? Are you all balled out? Probably not.
Probably fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like normal.
Footy pajamas?
You change out of your attire?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Sweats.
Slippers? You have slippers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what are we talking home game? 2 hours after the game, thereabouts, you sit down on the sofa with the sweats on, maybe some slippers, and just crack one open?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or in the parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The straggling tailgaters, that kind
Absolutely.
Of deal?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a specific one, or do you just talk to the people? Do you go around shaking babies and kissing hands?
There's a couple folks, yeah. I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Okay, fair enough. Fine, fine. Just trying to have fun.
I've got...
No, that's a joke! Mother bleeper.
You should have said it was a joke right after.
It is a joke. It's a joke I made before.
Shaking babies and kissing hands.
Yes. He was definitely trying that.
Yes.
I'm going to overrule you on that, Callis.
Thank you. I agree, but you got to watch how much you joke.
Callis, I'm going to overrule you, buddy.
No, I agree with you, Pat. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, you were quick to the trigger on that.
That was me.
That was Doran.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Both quick to the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I made the system that Doran...
Erroneous on both counts. Movie.
I like having Pat in here.
Erroneous on both counts.
Here's my NFC.
Liar, liar.
No, my cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. One of those court movies.
Look, see.
Grumpy old men.
With my laughter there, I'm indicating a joke. Didn't know I needed
to do
that.
Wedding Crashers. Vince Vaughn.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Erroneous on both counts.
Get a cat. Buccaneers, Eagles, Lions, Niners, Rams, Packers, Commanders in the NFC for me.
That was a rapid fire.
Would you let me do it again?
East, Eagles, West, Rams, North, Lions, South, Bucks.
Yep. Yep.
Wild card, Commanders, Vikings. Niners.
So, I think the quarterbacks in the... I don't think it's a hot take. Quarterbacks in the AFC are better. NFC's deep as hell. Deep as hell. People love the Cardinals this year. I left the Vikings out. I didn't feel good about that. I left another NFC.
You say you feel West good about team. The Cardinals?
A lot of people seem to.
Yeah, they do. What is the percentage? Like 80% of the
of their fans are optimistic.
Yeah. I know. I don't get it.
Love James Conner, though. Low-key good fantasy pick.
Oh.
Guy scores a bunch of touchdowns.
Yep.
Their win total this year in Vegas is the same as the Steelers, 8.5. Which, by the way, I feel like that's such safe money for the Steelers. They're going to win 9 games. They always win 9 games. And eventually, you know, that sometimes that's bad analysis. Like, just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't happen. Fair enough. I just don't see it with this roster, with their schedule, them losing more than that. All right, MVP. CJ Stroud.
What?
How about that?
Of the league?
Yeah.
What?
Out of all the players in the NFL.
I don't want to go chalk.
You picked CJ Stroud?
Damn right. Sophomore slump. Now he's a junior. Think he's going to have a great year.
I mean, Jaden Daniels, I'd pick over him.
Of course you would. So would everybody.
I'd take Bo Nix over him.
Yeah, me too, but Starkey said him, I think.
MVP of the league is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Ooh. I'll tell you the only
reason. If Saquon Barkley couldn't win it last year,
I was going to say that.
He ain't winning the MVP this year.
He's going to have better numbers, all-around numbers.
What?
All-around numbers, receiving numbers, he's going to have better than Saquon.
Holy bird milk.
He's going to watch.
Beast. Jahmyr Gibbs.
You love
Jahmyr
Gibbs.
He is not so good. He is not in Saquon Barkley's league as a player.
And they got the Montgomery.
He's in the same league?
The NFL. Montgomery's a touchdown vulture. He's going to take his touchdowns.
Yep.
Go and watch Jahmyr Gibbs' highlights
last
year.
He's great. He's not Saquon Barkley,
but he's
So if Saquon Barkley can't win the MVP last year doing what he did, you're telling me Jahmyr Gibbs is going to win it this year?
Yes.
Josh Allen's going to win the MVP, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. The Bills. There you go. You heard it right here. Starkey, you can thank me now.
DPOY Aiden Hutchinson. If he stayed healthy, I thought he was going to win it last year. Dexter Lawrence, honorable mention, but they're going to suck too bad. Aiden Hutchinson.
TJ Watt.
Oh. You know what would be great?
I'm in an antagonistic mood now.
You know, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You know what would be great? If Watt wins it, but Garrett has like 9 more sacks than him, but Watt's pressure rate is just the roof.
I'm not going to go Miles Garrett for fear of my own safety.
I think they're going to suck too bad, too.
They are going to suck, but he's won it before and they've sucked.
Fair.
I honestly, storyline-wise, and the way it's shaping up, I could see Micah Parsons winning it.
Oh.
With an epidural on his back?
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's young.
Oof. Hadn't practiced. Not him.
No, he miraculously recovered upon getting off the
plane. I'm going to try to go off Max Crosby.
That's a good one. He got paid. He's a dog.
Look at that.
Jinx.
He's a dog, man.
Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Video confirmation of the big guy, Cam Hayward, practicing yesterday. We talked to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, about that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, joining us now. PM team calls it the Hawk Report. They've got imaging. We have nothing except for we got Harry Callis. Hawk Report! Jeff, we got video confirmation of a guy wearing 97 running around for the Steelers out there yesterday. We expecting to see that guy out there on Sunday against the Jets?
I mean, if you didn't know about any of the other stuff going on, you would think for sure. And let's be clear. People are wondering, well, why isn't he on the injury report? He doesn't have an injury, so they don't have to put him on the report. It was much same way with TJ Watt 4 years ago. They never put him on the injury report or said what his status was or anything like that. So they don't have to do that. But yeah, I mean, everybody's seen video out there and you wouldn't know anything is going on by what you see on the field.
Jeff, who has a better game on Sunday, Jonnu Smith or DK Metcalf?
DK Metcalf. I think that connection is strong between he and Rodgers. I think it's not that Jonnu's going to have a bad game. I just think there's something there, and Aaron knows where to go. Now, if Sauce is all over him and he's just not open, I don't think he's going to force it. So that's maybe to where Jonnu gets more opportunities, but I'm still going to stick with DK.
Jeff, how many carries? What's the carry distribution look like amongst the running back group on Sunday?
Yeah, I think 15 to 20 for Warren. I think Gainwell is going to be used more as a receiver than a running back, so I'd say maybe 5, 6, 7 for Caleb Johnson and around 5 for Gainwell, but I think Gainwell is going to get more snaps than Johnson.
How long do you see that going where Warren is clearly the RB1?
I think they've set up a little competition as well. I mean, there's an opportunity for Gainwell or Caleb Johnson to earn more carries. It's kind of up to them. And you hope it doesn't go the other way where Jalen's just not getting the job done or a fumble happens or something like that. But there are chances. I mean, listen, this contract extension is nothing that means that, oh, man, we got to play this guy. I mean, they're still going to look for the hot hand. That's why you set up this system. It's what we've talked about for the last 4 years with Najee. It's like, man, what if they had a guy by committee? Or when Jalen's hot, why don't they just run him more? Well, now you're going to get a chance with three running backs to ride the hot hand.
Jeff, who's your team MVP at the end of the season?
TJ. I think he's driven. We'll find out more tomorrow, but I think he's pretty driven by the end of last year and what people said before he signed. I think he's going to have a big year.
Jeff, who's your team rookie of the year?
Well, it can't be Howard.
He's a hell of a scout team quarterback at some point, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think this injury is going to be long for Derek Harmon. And while it may not resonate in stats, I think he's going to have the biggest impact of the rookies because I like some of the stuff we saw with that defensive line with him in it.
You think Y.A. Black is a starter, or is it going to be the Loudermilk?
It's interesting because if you look at strict depth chart, it's Y.A. that's going to start. But I think it'll probably be Loudermilk starting, but it could be one of those six-man situations where a guy starts, but Y.A. may get more snaps. So, but I think they're going to want to rotate guys. Quali's going to be in this mix. They're going to want fresh bodies, and especially in this game. Because where are the Jets most likely to beat you? Right up, right there on the ground.
Jeff, give us Aaron Rodgers' stat line against the Jets.
55 of 60. I'm going to hope that they're going to establish the run game. So I'm going to say like 17 of 24 for 170. Two touchdowns, no picks.
Okay.
I'd take that.
We're really putting Jeff in like a Nostradamus type of role here today. He's predicting the future, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, speaking of Rodgers, so you're getting to know him, right? And he's getting to know the Pittsburgh media. So yesterday's the first media scrum with Rodgers of a game week. And so I'm not there. I'm just listening. I'm seeing some video. Seems like all business from Mr. Rodgers. But my takeaway, even though he didn't say it, he don't like Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that sense.
Yeah.
He also likes to take a question that he doesn't like and take it out to an extreme by like naming every single Jets player on the roster that he played with.
Yes. And then he was upset that he forgot a guy or two.
Right. I mean, that's just him being a smartass, which in a way I we all kind of appreciate. I thought you were going to bring up the Bridges question that he got. I don't know if you guys heard that one.
He talked about hot metal, things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah, when he was asked what his favorite bridge was. I don't know if you saw that one coming on week one. But listen, I think there's a competitor within there. You don't come back at 41 and go through all that work without being a competitor. When he steps in that stadium, I mean, every stadium's going to mean something, but you know this is going to mean a little bit more. But he's smart enough not to give any type of bulletin board material.
Jeff, do the Steelers win the football game?
Yes.
Does it go over 38 and a half?
Ooh. It's funny you say it because I was just about to say like 27-20
Ooh.
Or 27-14 or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of rust. We see it every year in these games. I mean, the Atlanta game last year and just kind of slugging through it. I think they'll have a little bit more success because I think there are more weapons on this offense. And I think the defense could force a turnover. Maybe score off that turnover or just set the offense up in a good situation. So a couple of Boswell field goals, but I think we're going to see some honest to goodness opening week touchdowns this year.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
Thank you, Jeff. Where's Harry?
Boys, what if Dallas wins tonight?
What if George Pickens goes off tonight?
I think he will.
Oh.
What if Pickens goes off and Roman Wilson drops like a key first down or something?
Dallas.
All right, I'll
Dallas
see you
ain't winning tonight.
That was the Hawk Report. Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Jesus.
Dallas ain't winning tonight. Sorry.
You couldn't wait to do that.
You don't like the Hawk Report?
I think it's good.
Does it not sound like a bird?
Do it again.
Best.
Sounds more like a crow.
That's fine.
Oh, wait, because hawks sound like... something like that.
That sounded like Karate Kid.
You got any other birds you've been working on? Or?
How about an eagle?
What do eagles sound like? I don't know. Like,
how about a dove?
You know, like something like that.
They all sound the same.
Yeah.
Doesn't a dove coo like?
Oh,
you know, like a
that's a rooster.
Like a rooster, yeah.
Cockadoodle do.
Give me a turkey.
That's how they do it. They do it like. That's what their cockadoodle do sounds like. Then there's a duck. Is that a bird? Right, like. You know, I could do this all day. We're running.
This guy's really good. Got sound effects here live.
I'm pretty sure he asked the question: is a duck a bird?
That's what a turkey.
Minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Our final radio segment before Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, 8:20 p.m. We got ball. Rock. Pill. Pigskin. Flanker screen.
Flanker drive.
Double go.
Crack back.
Peel back.
Whirly bird option.
Wedge.
Wishbone.
Trap.
Counter trap.
Power eye.
Coffin corner.
Power O.
Personal protector.
Wedge breaker.
Peter. Peter, Peter, Peter.
Four verts.
Poison.
Fumble Rooski. Butt fumble.
Player X has reported is eligible.
H angle drag.
A seal here and a seal here, and you hit it in the alley.
Halfback Texas.
Log block.
Split zone.
Seal block.
Team block.
Pulling guard.
Canner.
Hard count.
White 80.
Red 55. Green 18. That's the Rogers one. Green 18.
Blue 42. Alpha.
Delta.
Omega.
Omaha.
Pooch punt.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Free kick.
Squib kick.
Mm.
Hidden yardage.
Oh. Mm-hmm. In the margins.
Mm-hmm. Game of inches.
Three step.
Five step.
Seven step.
There's no more seven step, bro.
And Bruce Arians is gone.
Option.
No, oh, speed option.
Veer.
QB power.
That's right. Read power. Power read.
Motion.
Toss crack. Toss whack.
Toss smack.
Toss smack.
Boundary corner.
Double reverse pass. Flea flicker. Got it.
Good one.
Flea flicker.
Good one.
Flea flicker.
Zone dog.
Crossfire. Blitz.
Remember Rutgers ran Starburst. The Starburst Blitz.
Fire zone.
Spider 2-Y banana.
Tampa 2.
Mm.
Tampa 2.
Mm. Quarter, quarter, half.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Buzz the flat.
Yeah, buzz flat. Three buzz.
Curl flat.
Three buzz.
Hook curl.
Yeah. Back shoulder.
Back button shoulder hook. Fade.
Button hook. That's a long one right there.
Mm. Hitch and go.
Oh.
Hey. Hank.
Hank and go.
Corner post.
Corner go.
Co-go.
Post corner. This was the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Dart screen.
Shallow cross.
A bubble.
Drag.
Mesh.
A mesh. I love it. Love mesh. Do you know what mesh is?
Mm-hmm.
What's mesh?
Two guys over the middle.
There you go.
Hey, you know what you do on a mesh? Stair step.
Stair step. Someone's got to set the angle.
Yep.
Right? Someone sets it. It's a pick play. Crowley?
Waggles, boots, nakeds, play action.
Slow screen.
Mm.
Swing screen.
Middle screen. Tight end screen.
What are the rules on these airwaves about curse words?
I say give it a shot.
S word?
No.
No way.
Okay, good. There's a play called the OS play.
Yep.
O blank.
That's
the old throwback to the tight end who sneaks across the formation.
Oh.
Yep.
You're running like a half back flat play to the strong side. Tight end blocks down, waits two count, and then sneaks out the back door. That's called the O blank play.
Sail.
Scat back.
Y banana.
Hook and ladder.
Hook and ladder.
Dilly dilly.
I wonder how long we could go.
Cover zero.
Tush push.
Trey block.
Victory formation.
And we're out of time.
Did we get a spider 2-Y banana in there?
I said Y banana.
You both did.
Starkey's done with it. All right. That's going to do it
for
us.
The Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl.
How about that?
Baby.
Matriculating. Woo! 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We got pro football tonight. Starkey next. I think Callis is producing for him. Good luck with that, Joe. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 71, rain. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.